In Saudi Arabia, women have long faced discrimination. But despite the obstacles, increasing numbers of Saudi women are excelling professionally, and many say they're optimistic about the future. From Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
A flyer posted in the lobby of Darul-Hikma College advertises an upcoming lecture entitled Successful Women in Saudi Arabia. At this recently established private girls' college, one of only two in the kingdom, teachers encourage independent and creative thinking. 22-year-old interior design student Ghazal Amin says the environment breeds students who want to make a difference.
From this college, I think lots of women from here will have a role in changing the country.
The girls here don't fit the typical Western image of the veiled, oppressed Saudi woman. Munir Nahid, a professor of sociology at King Saud University in Riyadh, laughs at the stereotype, but admits Saudi women do face many obstacles.
Saudi women are under a lot of limitations when it comes to education, the choice of employment, the social regulations that sometimes is very harsh.
Among the restrictions, Saudi women can't drive, they can't travel without permission from a husband or male relative, they face discrimination in areas like family law, and they're segregated from males who aren't family members, limiting their job opportunities. Because of these challenges, Nahid says, many Saudi women strive twice as hard to prove themselves.
The inner drive has become extremely powerful, and it has actually pushed them to gain a lot.
Many of Jeddah's most accomplished women turned out recently for a major economic forum. Though separated from the men by a divider, they weren't shy to lob questions at male speakers. Participant Nadia Baishan, a professor and business consultant, says many Saudi women have enormous wealth, and more of them are setting up private businesses. Baishan impatiently dismisses a question about discrimination of women by pointing to herself. With a PhD from a U.S. university, Baishan says she runs a highly lucrative business that caters to both women and men.
Now, when you tell me about what more rights do I have to get and what more power that I need to get, my answer is, I think I got it all. And I am only one example.
Only 15% of Saudi women work, according to the United Nations, but they include neurosurgeons, architects, academics, and others. Yet, despite the potential for education and success, women here don't have it all. Nahid Tahir is Saudi Arabia's first female monetary economist. She was also one of the first to get a recently issued ID card for women.
I think it's a good step for women to have their own identity.
Previously, Tahir could only be identified by name on a family ID card. She and others complained for years that the lack of photo ID made them vulnerable to fraud.
The problem was this picture. They don't want to show their faces. It's not Islam, really. It's cultural.
In this traditional Islamic society, many people believe it's against Islam to show a woman's face in public, though some Islamic scholars argue otherwise. Social opposition to women's ID cards, they say, is just one example of tradition being confused with religion. The other is driving. Saudi Arabia is the only country in the Muslim world that bans women from driving, which 14-year-old Hura Fatehi says is definitely un-Islamic. She quotes from the Prophet Muhammad to back her up.
I had never seen anybody who can ride horses better than you, the women of Quraysh. So, like, hello, we're from them. I mean, like, shouldn't we drive cars?
But in 1990, when a group of professionals from Riyadh protested the ban by driving, they were harshly condemned. Some even lost their jobs. Fatina Shakar, an early women's activist, says the most surprising criticism came from other women.
The younger women were cursing those older women, the university women in Riyadh, who drove.
What?
And those women were doing it for the sake of the younger generation.
The government has moved slowly in the area of women's rights, says former Minister of Information Mohammed Abdou Yamani, because it's such a loaded topic.
Because while I have a man in Jeddah said, my daughter should drive, I have a man in the middle of it said, no, my daughter should not go, I will fight you.
Regardless, many believe the weakening economy and shrinking wages will affect women's roles significantly. Even conservative families are realizing the advantages of having their daughters work. With more women in the public domain, attitudes and needs are expected to change. Back at Dar al-Hikma College for Girls, many of the students say they're pretty sure the Saudi Arabia of the future will be a very different place for women. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Jeddah.